From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Governments around the world are vowing to chase down the wealthy, powerful, and famous who set up offshore bank accounts to hide assets and possibly evade taxes, the details of which were leaked to a group of investigative journalists. The Kremlin, however, is denouncing the disclosure, saying they target Russian President Vladimir Putin and claiming former U.S. State Department and Central Intelligence Agency officials are behind the document dump to a Panamanian law firm. Michael Hudson is senior editor with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, or ICJ.
It's not an attack, it's journalism. We sent lots of questions to the Kremlin, and the Kremlin has refused to answer the questions. They did go public several days ago in an effort to preempt our story by charging that ICJ and its media partners were preparing what a Kremlin spokesman called an information attack on Putin and people close to him.
The report said that Putin associates have funneled nearly $2 billion out of Russia through offshore accounts over the years. Among other national leaders noted in the reports were offshore wealth, Nawaz Sharif, Pakistan's Prime Minister, Petro Poroshenko, President of Ukraine, Alaa Mubarak, son of Egypt's former president, and the Prime Minister of Iceland. Putting money in offshore accounts isn't necessarily illegal, but the report notes these players often fail to follow legal requirements. A series of suicide bombings today killed at least 24 people and wounded 60 others across Iraq. One bombing hit a security checkpoint in a northeastern Baghdad suburb. Another struck pro-government fighters north of the capital. In the south, an attacker also detonated explosives at a restaurant popular with militia fighters. Another hit in the city of Basra. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks, but Islamic State militants frequently use suicide bombings. This is VOA News.